Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning, you beautiful angel. I recently watched this incredible TED Talk, which I'm linking in the description of the show notes below, and it's called The Surprising Science of Happiness by Dan Gilbert. Dan Gilbert's an incredible psychologist, and he talks about the fact that the human mind has evolved to have what he refers to as an experience simulator. The idea that we can have experiences within our minds without actually trying those things out in real life is truly one of the most incredible adaptations of the human brain. Our imaginations are so powerful that we can have the full range of experiences without moving a muscle. He uses the example of Ben and Jerry's not having to create liver and onion ice cream for us to know what that would taste like, which I think is a disgusting and highly effective example. We are just amazing at simulating experiences, which is a gift. The problem comes in, he goes on to say, is when we as humans attempt to predict the value our experiences will have on our future selves. We often have a tendency to overestimate the pleasurable or displeasurable impact of future events. We as humans all have this knack for overestimating just how much something's going to affect us. When we were upset as kids, my mom would ask us, "Is this going to matter in 5 years?" And almost every single time, I would genuinely say yes, truly believing in my powerfully emotional heart that that was true. When in reality, most of the issues I was upset over didn't matter within 5 minutes, let alone 5 years. And according to studies, we all tend to do this. In some capacity, we genuinely believe things like breakups or failed tests or lost jobs or other events that will have a notably bad effect on us are going to matter more than they actually do. This isn't to say that they won't matter or affect us, but it seems that our brains seem to overestimate chronically how much they will, which is a good thing to know so we can avoid doing it to ourselves when we can. Dan goes on to quote a study that he says most trauma has no real impact at all on us after 3 months. This is because the human brain also has this knack for synthesizing happiness. We have an incredible superpower that naturally alchemizes our negative experiences to create happiness and make us feel like it was the best, which is awesome. And I take this to believe that our ability to be happy has less to do with our external circumstances than we like to believe. And this synthesized happiness is no less real when we quote unquote fail as the happiness that is created when we get the shit that we thought we wanted. The main thesis of the talk comes together with several thought-provoking experiments. I'm only going to share the last one because I thought it was the one that hit me the hardest, but feel free to watch the video if you want the whole TED Talk. It's not very long. And I'll admit, this might be hard to explain without the graphs and the visual aids, but I'm going to try my hardest because I know that a lot of y'all aren't going to go watch it. And this whole talk obviously felt important enough for me to do a whole damn episode on it. So listen up, friends. Basically, they gave these Harvard students a photography assignment where they took 12 photos and then they got to choose their favorite two images for printing. And when they were printed, the professor informed them that the students would have to choose one to send off for their records and choose one to keep. In one group, the students got to have 4 days to debate and potentially change their minds if they wanted to. The image that they chose was returnable. And in the other case, the students had to choose right then and there and just be done with it. The choice was final and they could never go back on it. Both groups had to predict how satisfied they would be with their decisions. And the students who had extra time to decide predicted that they would not really regret it. And the kids who had to make an instant choice figured they might regret it a little bit more, but neither really thought they would regret it too much. But the predictions were way off. The kids who had the 4 days to debate and toil over those decisions were actually far less satisfied with their choices after a 6-day check-in. Almost every single one of them regretted their choice, while the students who were forced to make the choice immediately and were stuck with that shit ended up genuinely loving it. No regrets, no second guessing, no toiling. Proving that this extra deliberation time actually negatively impacted their appreciation of the art that they made. The scientists went on to do the experiment again, this time asking the students what group they would prefer to be in. By offering them the option between having 4 days of deliberation time or just sending it off with no questions asked, 66% of students chose having the extra time. I know I would have. It seems like the right move to have more time to make any important decision. But again, the students with more time ended up disliking their choices far more than the students who had to commit and never look back. And we often believe we're doing what's best for us and that we'll choose what makes us happier in the long run. But more often than not, we're pretty bad at knowing what will actually make us happy in the long run. So, if we're stuck with things going one way or another, we often overrate how much it's going to actually affect us. When in reality, being stuck with less preferred choices not only affect us less than we would expect, but we're pretty damn good at synthesizing happiness when it gets bad anyway. This study shows that real suffering comes from the questioning if we made a right choice, not the choice itself. The decisions we make don't really matter as much as dwelling on those decisions do, proving that overthinking is our greatest enemy. And decisions only become the wrong ones when we make them so.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.